You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host today, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. The Eagles at day 7 of training camp today. And as always, we will talk injuries, roster developments, depth charts, and all of that good stuff. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the show. Bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Much to my excitement, we have some offensive stuff to talk about today. A very good day for the offense, as well as some defensive battles and an extensive injury report the Eagles put out today. Among the players that did not practice, linebacker Zach Bond missed his third practice dealing with a back injury. EJ Jenkins didn't practice, hamstring injury. Terrace Marshall Jr. is out with a knee injury. Cornerback Mac McWilliams dealing with a quad injury. Devontae Smith is still sidelined with back tightness. Nolan Smith, concussion. Ben Van Sumeren, new addition to the injury report, as after getting injured in that drill with Jahad Campbell yesterday, he is dealing with an ankle issue. Limited participants include Jahad Campbell, Jalen Carter, Landon Dickerson with rib injuries, Cam Jurgens, and Andrew Makuba limited today. He made his way back to practice after missing the last 3 days. The shoulder is still hampering him a bit. He can't do a whole lot as of right now. Can't catch passes, can't really lift his arms, but he did participate in some workouts at the beginning of the practice. He was in shorts and shoulder pads, so a good step forward for Makuba. We will keep an eye on him moving forward. Well, I guess we could start with our favorite topic of discussion, cornerback 2. Kelee Ringo started the day today at cornerback 2. He opened up with the first team. So the tally is now up to Adoree Jackson has started with the first team in 4 practices. Kelee Ringo has started with the first team in 3 practices. Now, some growing pains today for Kelee Ringo. He gave up a touchdown to Elijah Cooks on a slant route in the red zone. Elijah Cooks continues to stand out. And he was also, Ringo, called for a pass interference on a deep pass to Jahan Dotson. Didn't get his head around and ran into the receiver. You know, as a cornerback, one of the key rules here is to make sure your head is around looking for the ball. He was not on that particular play and just straight up ran into Dotson. Was called for the interference. So for the most part, I will say encouraging news. Kelee Ringo is always in position. He keeps up with the receivers. He's not getting burnt. He's not getting toasted. He is in position for the most part. But when it comes to execution, that is what Kelee Ringo really has to work on. He has to work on breaking up the pass. He has to work on the catch point. He has to work on not getting handsy with the receivers and make sure you're looking for the football. So this is all fine tuning for Kelee Ringo. Speed isn't the problem. Technique really is kind of the problem right now, which is par for the course for what he was really going through in Georgia. You know, he was always a quick player, big player, had the traits to excel at the position. It's just the finesse and the fine tuning and the technique that has really been the issue, and that continues to be the situation here in Philadelphia. So we will see if he can work on some of that stuff down the road. Adoree Jackson worked into the first team, as they do. Whoever starts with the first team, you know, they end up going to second. Whoever starts with second works their way into first team. That is the routine as of now for these cornerbacks. Azeez Ojulari worked with the first team defense today. He sacked Jalen Hurts on a rep, so good to see that from Azeez. So we can kind of stay on par with Josh Uche in the edge rushing rotation. You don't want one guy to get ahead of the other guy. Azeez is making sure that he keeps up in that regard. The breakout of Moro Ojuma is really upon us. He strip sacked Jalen Hurts in the red zone. He looks poised for a big, big year. We've all talked about ad nauseum to this point of the departure of Milton Williams and who's going to step up and make up for all that. Vic Fangio said it's going to be a collection effort. It's not going to be one player, But man, Moro Ajima looks like it might be one player. That guy is, if there's any guy in the league right now that looks like he is going to break out in 2025, it is him. And playing next to Jalen Carter will certainly help. If Jalen Carter gets Moro Ajima paid next, he needs to start a petition to get a chunk of these paychecks that these guys are getting, because Milton got a handsome deal and Moro Ajima looks like he's on the trajectory to get paid handsomely one day. And if I'm Jalen Carter, I'm like, break me off something, man. I keep getting y'all paid. But Jalen Carter looks like he's going to reset the defensive tackle market anyway next season or thereafter. So he won't have to worry about money anytime soon. But really, really good summer for Moro so far. And it's showing up in practice. So that's a guy who everybody should have their eyes on defensively. Reed Blankenship really taking over the leadership role in this secondary. He broke up a deep would-be touchdown to A.J. Brown, really got in good position to get that ball away. And that's a guy on the back end. Without C.J. here, he's kind of the one constant with all the shuffling that's been at safety over the last few years. Reed has been the constant, and he is making sure that that guys are where they're supposed to be, and he's making plays on the back end himself. So I think when Darius Slay was on a podcast – and had mentioned that Reed is the leader, and CJ took like exception to that. That's what I think of when I watch Reed making these plays in the secondary, because he really is the leader. He's been there for a few years now, and he played 5 years at Middle Tennessee, so it's not like he's a young guy. And I'm really liking what I'm seeing from Reed. Speaking of safeties, when Reed came off, we had a Sidney Brown and Cooper DeJean safety pairing for the first time that I've seen this summer. So that was. That was interesting to see. Whenever Reed came off, it was Sidney Brown and Cooper DeJean. So that's fun as well. But love, love, love what I'm seeing from Reed Blankenship. Quinyon, as usual, continues to have tight coverage on A.J. Brown. They went back and forth for a little bit. A.J. had a tight catch. And then Quinyon had two really good solid reps with tight coverage on A.J. Brown. And those two guys continue to jostle at each other. I feel like I'm saying this every episode, but that really is iron sharpens iron situation, and AJ is getting Quinyon ready. If you can keep up with AJ in practice, you can keep up with anybody in the league. But you know, Terry might not be Terry might not be here, so you might have to keep up with Terry McLaurin, because that whole situation in Washington is they paid a bunch of old dudes. They have Bobby Wagner on the team and Von Miller on the team, and they have Zach Ertz on the team, and all these old guys. Marshawn Lattimore's 29. You got Fat Debo on the team, but paying your consistent wide receiver who has been there through the QB purgatory your team has finally been through. You finally get a young cornerback in Washington, and now it's like, oh, we can't pay Terry. That should have been first on the priority list. But that's the Josh Harris experience. We tried to tell Commanders fans, as Philly fans over here, Philly sports fans, you know Josh Harris well, and you know that the cancer that he brings into an organization. And, man, they're about to lose their top receiver. So if that's the case, Quinyon won't have to worry about him within the division. I'm loving life in the division right now, personally. Micah Parsons is about to be out of Dallas. He's had enough. Terry's about to run out of Washington. The Giants are a few years away from contending in anything. So it's they're really handing the division to make sure the Eagles are elite for the next 5 or so years with the window that they have. So this is all fun stuff. It would really be funny if Terry's last like play in Philadelphia was Quinyon's interception, and Quinyon threw his celebration in his face and all that stuff. That would be hilarious. Now, we know that trade requests don't often result in actual trades. Like Trey Hendrickson requested trades, and all these guys who end up requesting trades get the deal worked out over time. Brandon Ayuk requested a trade that I can remember, and he ended up staying at all these things. And we'll see if Terry actually leaves. But if he's still here, Quinyon will be well-equipped to handle him. We saw what he did to him last year, and AJ is making sure that he is ready to follow him around in 2025. We talked about the linebackers yesterday. Smile Mondon Jr. broke up a wheel route intended for Saquon Barkley that also would have been a touchdown. So Smile Mondon, I mean, when you entered camp, you didn't think this was a guy that, you know, is going to start. You got Bon and Nakobe at the forefront. Jahad Campbell's going to get in the mix. But Smile Mondon, a dude that can play. I talked about it yesterday with the quickness that he shows. Now he's breaking up passes. He's good in the run game and the pass game. I have never seen a collection of linebackers in Philadelphia that has the versatile skill set to not only rush the passer, to not only run down running backs, but to pass coverage. The pass coverage is really something to behold. And we saw Zach Bond and all the things he did in his All-Pro season. And now there's a collection of guys that can do that. And I don't know how opposing teams are going to complete passes over the middle of the field against the Eagles at this point. When you have Zach Bond and Jahad Campbell and the athleticism they have, and if they need to come off the field, you have Smail Mondon and Jeremiah Trotter Jr., and then you have Nakobe coming off injury. Like, this is insane to see in Philadelphia. But I'm really liking what I'm seeing from Smail Mondon Jr. That's about all the defensive stuff I really have. Makuba made his way back. Ringo has some work to do, but he started with the first team today. Azeez Ojulari getting after the quarterback, and Moro Ajima is looking better and better. We'll take a brief break here and then come back with some offensive notes.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
All right, for the offense, finally got something going after a kind of a stagnant couple practice sessions. Saquon Barkley, I just got done talking about how, you can't really get a good look at running backs in practice. And Saquon, you know he's good, but what really can he show you in practice? He had a good day today. He had a nice workload. He had four touches on the first drive and ripped off a long run. And then later on, he had two red zone touchdown runs and really got in the face of Jalen Carter and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. So he had something on his mind today when he came into practice. A really solid day from not only Saquon, but the running backs in general. Will Shipley beat Jahad Campbell on a wheel route, and Jalen Hurts hit him in stride for about a 20-25-yard touchdown. And Will Shipley is going to be the receiving threat out of the backfield this year. Saquon, not really known for his hands. I expect Will Shipley to be in those passing down situations, especially on third and long. And if he can hold up in pass protection, that's really where he's going to have to prove that he should be on the field. He had a good rep, I think, yesterday, picking up a blitzer that I can remember. So if he continues to do that, he will certainly have a prominent role in his backfield. We remember how much we saw Kenneth Gainwell. That's about 90 touches he gave up last year. So if Will Shipley can not only catch passes out of the backfield for the offense, but he can help keep Jalen Hurts healthy and help keep blitzers off him, that will go a long way as well. But really, really good play from Shipley to leave Jahad Campbell behind and catch that pass from Jalen Hurts in the end zone. Elijah Cooks, the training camp darling, continues. He had a almost nice play yesterday, so I was like, all right, maybe the magic is wearing off. But today, tiptoe catch along the right sideline. I mean, he is making all the plays. I really can't wait to watch this dude in preseason to see if he can deliver over there, because you might have to be like, not only practice squad, but is this dude going to make the roster? In years past, the Eagles have kept, I believe, five receivers. Like, once the 53-person depth chart was released, I think like five receivers they keep. And I don't know if it's going to be six this year. Certainly won't be seven. I think Elijah Cooks is making the case to be on the roster over Johnny Wilson at this point. Johnny Wilson, if he can't catch in practice, like if it's, I understand the blocking and all this, but I don't know if Johnny Wilson even makes the team at this point with the inability to catch that we've seen so far throughout the summer. And is Elijah Cooks, can he hold up in blocking? Because if he can be 75% of the blocker that Johnny Wilson is, I'm putting Elijah Cooks on the roster. Based on his pass-catching ability that I've seen, if we're going extended amount of times, like we've already seen in practice without one of A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, Smitty's been out for a little bit now, you want some guy that can come in here and provide a spark. And Elijah Cooks has done that in practice. Now, again, I don't know if he can do this at like the NFL level against first-team defenses, but this guy is certainly making you pay attention. If it was up to me and I had to release the roster tomorrow, it's A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jahan Dotson, Anais Smith, and Elijah Cooks. That's what I'm doing. Anais Smith really is looking good, too. He caught Hurts' first pass in practice today. And I think Hurts, Anais, and Jahan Dotson were getting in work after practice today. So some guys that really want to make sure they have chemistry with QB1 heading into the 2025 season and making sure that Hurts vouches for them. Like, hey, we should drop some plays for these guys. That's what you do. You run with QB1 at the end of practice, and you really get those reps in. And Jahan has really made it a point this summer to get those reps in for obvious reasons. And Anais, after a tough summer last year, has really come on strong and is really making sure that he's building a rapport with the Jalen Hurts. And I like to see that. Johnny Wilson, I don't know if there's a spot for you, man. I really, I don't. And Terrace Marshall, unfortunately, you know, he started off pretty hot too, and he's missed the last couple practices, so he's going to lose some steam there. But yeah, those would be my five guys. If you have to release the roster tomorrow, give me AJ, give me Smitty, give me Jahan, give me Anais, and give me Elijah Cooks. Now, preseason will tell me more, so I want to pump the brakes a little bit on that. But I really like what Cooks has shown us thus far. Tyler Steen, I keep saying we're not going to mention it, but I will mention it today for the simple fact that he is asserting dominance at right guard now. Like, not only is he holding up, but he's knocking dudes over, and particularly he's knocking over Jalen Carter, which perked up a lot of people, made a lot of people raise some eyebrows. Steen's ready, I think, but I will say Kenyon Green is working his way up to second team, but he is at left guard, not at right guard. So Kenyon Green moving from third to second team at left guard. So I would assume he's not a threat to the right guard position. He's not even playing right guard on second team. So that is fun stuff. Fun stuff overall there. Really like the stuff I'm seeing from we did talk about Quinyon a little bit. I did want to make note that Quinyon had mentioned in if I didn't mention this on the show yesterday, I can't remember if I did, but he said that he's been working on his pass catching. Quinyon said that he's working on really trying to have more interceptions this year. He had the one-hander earlier in camp, and he said that he's really working on the jugs. Really, before practice, he's working with, like, tennis balls. Remember Jordan Matthews? Remember the tennis balls? God, he was on Snapchat up and down the feed. I remember those days of Jordan Matthews and tennis balls. Shout out Jordan Matthews. But Quinyon said he's really been working on his catching ability. So if he can turn some of those dropped picks last year into picks, my God, Quinyon's going to be a Pro Bowler this year. I think on coverage alone, but get those interceptions. And it's really going to be a nice year for Mr. Quinyon Mitchell. I believe those are all the notes I have here today. Nice day from the running backs. Nice passing day from Jalen Hurts overall. And a good defensive showing up in town. Good Friday practice. Thank you guys for checking out the show. I believe I will come back on Monday. I don't know off the top of my head the Eagles practice schedule today. But we will come back on Monday, talk about what happens in that practice and what anything that happens over the weekend. Be sure to subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the show. Follow me on all social media platforms at The Philly Pod and keep up with all my writing at Eagles Wire on USA Today Sports. I'll catch you guys on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Until next time, y'all, peace out from The Philly Pod.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save.